Well, welcome whoever belongs to the phone number.
Welcome to the phone number.
Hi, this is Diana. I think I'm the phone number that just phoned in.
That's so good.
Diana, I have a question. Do you have a phone that a smartphone that it can go to the Zoom link rather than the phone link?
Okay. Yeah, I thought I had done. I'll try the other number. I tried the one that said New York, but it had everything in it, including the check-in number. So I just pushed, the one.
Right. If you look at the invitation, there's on the top of the invitation, there's a link for Zoom. And you probably
called
in by telephone, but you can, if you have a smartphone, you could basically on the video call.
Oh, okay. All right. I will go ahead and hang up and start again.
If you wish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think I'd like to. Thanks so much.
It's so good to feel us all to come together. Mm. I already felt that for hours before you all came online. Hello, Howard and Annalisa. Welcome.
Hello, Dina.
Thank you, Irina. Hi. Greetings.
Waiting a couple of minutes before we start.
Irvin.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Irv.
Hi.
Diana, we can see you, so there you go. It worked for you.
Hey, great.
Where is she?
She's on the phone, Ben.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning, all.
Good evening, Jane.
Good evening.
Can't see you.
Hi, Jane. Nice to connect with you.
Yeah, I saw her.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everyone.
Thinking about
Hello.
You. Lux.
Can anyone see me?
Rude.
Hi, Miriam. You're very well.
You have been greeted already.
Oh, I have been?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw you just come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a time.
Who is that? Who's peeping in? So it's almost time. We can start in 1 minute.
Hi.
Miriam. So it's my time 7. It's 11 mountain time. And I say warm welcome to you all. And I already felt you all coming online, even hours before. Such a lovely feeling to draw the energy together. I feel blessed to welcome you. And I like to start to ask with the check-in that you say your name and the place you live. And as you do that, hold that in your thoughts, the place you live. And please name a spirit that comes to mind when you think of attunement. So I open the floor, the air, the earth, the heaven.
I guess we can start with Africa, Irina.
Okay, you, yes, please, Africa.
Okay, I'm happy to start. It's Annalisa here. The place I live is Constantia in Cape Town, South Africa. And the spirit of attunement, well, we're in this beautiful place called Hermanus, and we've just spotted some whales. So
no,
I'm calling in the spirit of the whales today.
Communication.
Howard and... I'm sitting right next to Annalisa, so there's no whale between us. And Miriam is just to my right, and she'll check in from lying on a couch because she has a back that's giving her a challenge. The spirit that I would bring when I think of attunement is the spirit of the womb. Mm-hmm. Okay, Miriam.
Oh, my goodness me.
Come on, let's go.
So, spirit of attunement is that which lives in the heart, the thymus, the beautiful spirit of purification that allows things to be washed.
Thank you. So, we move on to America or to Canada. What do you think, you? Yeah, hello, Michael. Michelle.
Hello.
So can you check in with your name and the place you live? And tell a spirit that comes to mind when you think of attunement.
Michel, Quebec City, and it's a gorgeous day right now, so the spirit of love shines through.
Do you want to pick up Jeff, Irina?
Hello, Jeff. That's Israel coming. Fantastic.
Welcome. It's wonderful to be here. I feel in this really warm spirit. When I think of attunement right now, I think of a womb, a sacred space where life is born.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And who wants to go next?
Well, I could follow that, Irina. I may be closer to the west, but I will continue. And this is Marilyn, and I'm in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. And I too am with that spirit of the womb and the holding and design and control that it carries. That's me.
Good morning, William Comer here. I'm in Montana where it's been below zero for so many days, I don't know what warm feels like. Anyway, I bring the spirit of absoluteness and purpose.
This is Bob Ewing. I'm calling from Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. And it's a mild day in the 40s, I guess, and maybe colder. And little snow patches on the ground. So the spirit I would convey is a presence. I'm thinking of the presence that is people are opening their heart to, the presence of something stable, presence of home, this time of year, people are opening their hearts to.
This is Diana, also from Sunrise, and I wanted to note that amongst the warm weather we're having, the skies are completely blue looking out the window I'm looking out. And I think of clarity with attunement. I think of blessing with attunement. Thank you.
And this is John Flood at Sunrise Ranch. And I'm thinking of attunement with a new word that I just learned today as I was watching my desktop give me some dictionary words, a comber, a long curling sea wave. So I'm thinking of attunement is like a long curling sea wave. It just comes and comes and comes. So it feels very, that's a great little metaphor for me. A sea wave that just keeps on coming in a beautiful way. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Go ahead.
This is Carolyn Grushy, also from Sunrise. The spirit of attunement I'm feeling this morning is the stream of being flowing through us as attunement servers.
This is Ruth West, Sunrise Ranch in the Sacred Valley, and the spirit of the womb, which is the endless contained egg of the universe pulsing. And I'm in a state of gratefulness since I'm 71 today. And normally I took it for granted, but this time I feel grateful for all the beautiful people and all around me. I just got a message from Kayahi that she can't join because she is saluting David and Karen, who are ready to travel to England. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting to be checking in where it's 35 degrees and Diana's reporting it's a warm day. Something's wrong with that, but it's okay. It's a beautiful day for sure. And when I walked this morning, it was actually about 16, so it was pretty cold to start the day. For me, in the spirit of attunement, it's the spirit that comes to mind is pregnancy, but penetration. Pregnant with the magic and manifesting the new world.
And this is Carol Robertson in Bowser in British Columbia. And Bill sends his regrets. He's in another seminar, so he can't be online today. The spirit of attunement I'm thinking of is peace and harmony.
Well, this is Hugh Duff at Edenville. And what I think of when I think of attunement is dynamic strength and gentleness.
This is Barb, also at Edenville. And when I think of attunement, I think of exploration.
And this is Phyllis Kotick at Edenville, and I think of deep, joyful blessing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I represent the spirit of Europe in my own, but I can do that, I think. And I think the spirit of attunement for me is a strong, welcoming vibration for all of you, for all the new people to come in honor and in glory. And I'd like to share an invocation with you.
I haven't checked in.
Lorena, we've still got some more to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so this is Urban Acheson. I'm just a couple of miles away from Edenville in Abbotsford, British Columbia, which is near Vancouver, for those of you who don't know. And great to be online. The enduring attunement right now raises in my consciousness the enduring stability of that. There's something very enduring and stable in that always. Thank you.
So has everybody spoken?
No. I'd like to check in. My name's Wendy Crosman. And at the moment I'm here in Corona, California, and it's, 60 degrees outside and sunny. So we're very blessed, but we're going back to New York on Tuesday, and I think it's minus degrees there. And when I think of attunement, I think of oneness, the spirit of oneness.
This is Bill Crossman, and I am in the same location as Wendy. And,
I can see.
I'm thinking about the winter season, and I did a retreat once called Hollow Bones, and it was cultivating that we should become vessels of sacred emptiness. And so in this, for the Northern Hemisphere, the quiet time, I'm thinking of how attunement serves that. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I think we have it all. More people to come, but not now, I see. So, I like to share an invocation, and if you want to sit relaxed and focus on your breath, if you want to, and to listen deeply to your own heart. And I want to share some words. Dear all that is, how special to be together in this present moment. Over all the miles holding our earth in this month of December, of introspection and festivities, families and friends, to bless our time, the past, the present, with the spirit in attunement and the here and now, bringing also a blessing into the future, what is casting its shadows of heaven's light before us. Love fills our hearts, our minds, our body. Our bodies, love fills our lives in this intimate space as we abide in stillness of heaven on earth, in conscious communion. So be it, in thankfulness. I say amen. And I'd like to hand it over to you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Irina.
Thank you, Irina. Just beautiful to bring us together in the way you have. It's my pleasure this morning to bring something of our past year to you. And I guess, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge the rhythm of the Guild and the Guild member and practitioner calls that we've had. And how they've connected America and Europe and Africa and Australia. This morning, we don't have Australia with us, but they have been with us throughout, at times throughout the year. We had some very intimate times and generative times, I would say, all a hallmark of our love for attunement. At our annual meeting at Edenvale in April, Carol Robertson stepped down from our leadership team after many, many, many years of service. And Carol's online this morning. And at that time, she was appreciated and honored for the many gifts she's brought for many years into this attunement guild dynamic. And so I thank her once again this morning in the midst of this collective as well. John Flood is going to be heading up the financial aspect of the guild now, and Carol certainly remains part of the guild, and we give thanks for that. So overall, I'd say that there are many seeds that have been planted in 2018, an attunement year, which are being held, and that's why my spirit was the spirit of the womb this morning. I've been thinking of that. Held and moved forward, actually, carefully for further development, emergence and emergence in 2019. And the spirit of the womb, deep in my heart, the consciousness of that. This past April at the attunement retreat at Edenvale, David Tashir, together with others, offered an exploratory and a creative attunement time, ideas related to how we might move forward in our emissary attunement culture, and they were fully backed, those ideas, by the experience of that weekend. And this included the abundance of attunement substances present in this particular location and generated over many years, and the initiation of a brand new day, particularly in attunement teaching. So the seven glands and spirits, the attunement cards that some of you know about, the primal spirituality teaching dynamics were all in the mix of this time that we had together. And I remember the service which followed the event in particular as such a powerful indication of what had been initiated and of things to come. So everyone present played a part in allowing the initiation of this cycle to be known. And in July, Jane Anatrini, who we have online this morning, came to BC, and she added to that movement forward. And people were thrilled with the vibrancy and the clarity which Jane brought and added to our emerging new reality. And we felt we were on our way at that point in time. So I wish to let you know that we have one new attunement practitioner who sent a message that she is unable to be online this morning. Keahi Ava has become an attunement practitioner, and we welcome Keahi very wholeheartedly into our midst. So John Flood traveled to various places this year and offered and took part in several events. And I'd like to invite John to say a few words. And also, maybe after John speaks, he would pass it on to Howard and Annalise to say a few words about the actual event that John attended. I hope you don't mind the surprise, you guys. But I'd love to just hear straight from you. That would be wonderful. And then John can hand it back to me after that. So you welcome, John.
Thank you, Marilyn. I think I'll start with the latest event that I was participated in. October was a coaching retreat in Costa Rica with 27 other coaches. And during that time, I had an hour to present something on attunement, and we had a power failure. And it was the most exquisite time possible using sharing attunements in a circle by reason of flashlights and phone lights, you know. Mm-hmm. Very intimate, couldn't have planned it to work out better. So everything, being flexible in the moment, just worked very, very well. And by reason of that, and I guess just being present and watching the evolution of this grouping of coaches who have been led by a woman who is an emissary, Terry Belth, I mentioned her name. She's from Reston, Virginia. They have renamed their coaching, the vision of the coaching, as emissaries of purposeful, personal purposefulness. I spit that out. So there has been a real change in evolution over the years. They've been together 31 years for retreats. And so it's wonderful to be able to see attunement being accepted. And there is now a grouping of these coaches which have, we've initiated a creative field call, which is primarily about attunement, where we do centering our world. So we've had two of those meetings so far. So that, it was wonderful to be with those coaches for a week and see what evolves. People from Portugal, Spain, different parts of Latin America and America. So I'm very happy to see attunement being introduced into that area. And then having in September time with Annalise and Miriam and Howard in Cape Town, and also in Oman to do a workshop with the International Coach Federation, an evening with them, and also at Sohar University. And even though that's a few months ago, I thought I'd love to bring those, the presence of those people right up to date by showing you a very quick little video, a slideshow with some music that will just, I think, bring it all right into this present moment with you. So picture's worth a thousand words, of course. So I'll play that now if we can get the technology going, if you don't mind. Let's see. Can you folks see this and hear it? This is Omar.
Yes.
At the hospital, where I used to work. Terry Bell. I'll stop it there. And over to you, Howard.
Thank you, John. I'd like to, just continue just receiving what you brought. Such a tapestry of coalescing of different cultures and parts of the beauty of this world coming into the attunement experience. I'd like to invite you, Annalisa, to maybe share what's with you right now, and then I'll say a few words after, if you're happy to.
Yeah, with pleasure. Thank you, John, for those pictures. They do speak a lot, and just brought it all back. And what a privilege it was for us to have you with us for our intensive training. We do 2 days and an evening once a year. It happened in September, and it certainly is a highlight. And we build up to that time with public talks and practice training sessions that we have throughout the year. And we also had the beautiful experience of speaking to 28 healers, mainly Muslim women who are connected to a healing group that do healing touch at Novalis. And that was a really good experience, a very fat, rich evening, and we would like to do more with them. So I think I will just give that outline, and then I just want to say that we've been enjoying Howard's adventurous design work with the attunement intensive sessions, and also the global attunement healing days that we've been hosting at Gatehouse. So I'll hand back to him so he can say a bit more about that.
Well, we're living in a world that is, I think, in a different place than it's ever been, certainly in many decades. Reclaiming primal spirituality is, I would say, the gift of the comforter, the spirit of truth. And people are remembering, not so much what they're looking for in the way of healing, which I think used to be a very cherished part of the initiation or the first phase of experience of attunement. But people want to make a difference. And I don't know if you'd agree, John, in your experience, what you shared with us, there's a hunger right now to influence the future of our planet and the life of humanity. So we have designed courses in this last year that have encouraged a culture of attunement, which has to do with reclaiming the impact and influence of consciousness and of the heart forces of people who have come. And it's interesting, John, that you've been talking about coaches and introducing the attunement practice and way of being. I love what you said about the purposeful, personal purposefulness, the emissary word coming in there, because you'll remember we had Nicolette, one of our participants in the two and a half day training, who is a fabulous coach, and it was her first touching in with us, and now she's been hosting courses, the first course and next year more, at Gatehouse, activated by that time with us in the attunement training. So there is something around the Muslim ladies and your presence in that part of the world, and what it is that is calling for healing and reconciliation as people of diverse backgrounds find the power of a spiritual commons that is about healing the world through a transcendent movement into their field of service. So that's about all I want to say, Marilyn and John, and thank you, Annalisa, for what you've shared. I feel we are in a weave of global generation of substance, identity, and an extraordinary future ahead in the cycle that we're ushering in as the festive season comes upon us. So blessings and thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Howard and Annalisa. What a large view of what is actually going on. Thank you so much. So I must bring you back to America now. I had in mind to mention the Interior Wellness Festival that's right here in Kamloops, my home city. And it's the 10th year that we have offered attunement at that event. And we welcome many people to just converse about attunement, ask questions about attunement. And we shared over 100 attunements as well. And there were 6 practitioners from BC, and we welcomed Keahi to be with us this year as well. So I wanted to mention that, and I wanted to just really bring to your attention the matter of the 49 attunement cards that David Karcher has developed, which have attunement prayer and practice as their base. And they'll be coming to us in the form of actual cards within 2019. Karen Pritchard is working on the design of these, and they will be presented online at some point in time with a musical background. So waiting with bated breath for that. And these are all based in the core essence of attunement, and are a provision, a beautiful provision, which absolutely touches the heart. And attunement will be part of our new Emissary Regeneration Earth website, being developed presently. And it really thrills me to see this vital part of the gift that we have to bring at the core of a website and this global dynamic that we are part of. So I welcome Arena to continue with speaking of the present in our midst. So thank you each one for being part of it.
Thank you all. It's just a beautiful dance we are doing. The weaving and the dancing and the vibration. So I bring some practical information into this dance. And it's about the renewal of membership. It is in January the 1st, 2019. And Carolyn Crucci will send out forms, new forms, renewal forms. My question is, please fill them in and return them with the appropriate fee membership. And that is $35 for the one and $60 for the other one. So the practitioners pay $60. And how do you call the others?
Members.
Members.
Membership. Thank you very much. And the membership, $35. So, and I like to mention also that the annual meeting will be in April 2019. So it's a joy to my heart to fill in and dance with you. And I hand it over to you.
Thank you, Irene. The practitioner fee includes membership. So you're getting 2-for-1 there. And I get to talk about the future a bit. Feel like part of the Charles Dickens Christmas classic. Past, present, and future. Anyway, one thing we're looking at with the future is a two-part attunement practitioner certification training at Edenvale in 2019. And before that, for more local consumption, BC and Washington State and whoever can get here, we'll be having introductory days, one at Edenvale and one in Kamloops, and that would be in February. That sounds like the most likely time. And then we will have a two-part attunement practitioner certification training. The first part of that will be April 12th to 14th at Edenvale, and that lands in the time slot that we've had our spring attunement retreat previously. So if you've been coming to the attunement retreat, welcome to the certification training. And those who are already certified don't need to take this training to maintain their certification.
Oh.
But you might want to know what's on the leading edge of attunement these days. And I wouldn't miss it. And then the second part is in July, where we've had an attunement gathering every year. And that will be again at Edenvale. So we welcome you to that. Pardon?
26th to 28th.
The date is July 26th to the 28th.
Yes.
So that's April 12th to 14th for the first part, and July 26th to 28th for the second part. And it's looking like the next certification training after that will be in 2020, and that would be at Sunrise Ranch. Catch some other people. And you're welcome to come from near and far to these trainings. And they're, in a way, they're more than just trainings, because we're working on an attunement training textbook, and they're looking to draw some of the substance, some of the information for that from the experience of the attunement classes, the new attunement class. Also, we're looking for input far and wide from whoever for the textbook, because it'll take more than one person to write the textbook. It'll be a composite of what different ones of us offer into this opportunity to share our experience, whatever knowledge we have, and just the sheer pleasure in the spirit of attunement. It's like where we started out in the beginning with the check-in. So I've been looking forward to these times, because it's been kind of a quieter time in the training aspect. And so you're welcome to participate in these two opportunities. And I think that's covers that territory. But just wondering if there are any questions on that before I move on.
Well, I did have one, you. I sent you an email about it, as I'm already a certified practitioner, and I don't know that I can make the April gathering, but usually I go to the July gathering. And would that be okay to attend the July gathering at Edenvale this year? It would be the second half of your training, but I'm already certified, so yeah.
Well, we won't hold that against you. It would be great to see you, Herb.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody that was an intern at Glen Ivy about 5 years, probably 10 years ago, and she did one module. And she said, did I know anywhere that was putting on attunement certification trainings? Do you need a prerequisite, or could she just come from cold for that?
Maybe she could write us a letter.
Perfect.
Or phone us. We'd be very happy to talk to her.
Awesome.
And see what can work out.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much.
We're in early days with this. That's one reason I'm not don't have a list of what can be done, but there's always room to work with the situation as it is.
Great. Thank you.
So Hugh, I just thanks. Very excited to know that to embrace the attunement certification training at Edenvale and Sunrise in 2020. Obviously, we here in this part of the world, and I'm sure other parts are interested in moving in this process as well. And I'm just stating the obvious, looking forward to becoming more in touch with what it is that happens at the two-part trainings and see what it is that we can do from this part of the picture to meet the desires of people here to experience certification training as well. So I have no concern about it, but I'm looking forward to activating that same process here as is appropriate and with whomsoever needs to come into that facilitation or teaching space. Thank you.
Oh, that's terrific, Howard. And it's like in these early days, we'll get there. And maybe quicker than you think. Yeah, we'll all gather ourselves up and go to South Africa.
Yeah.
That's great, Hugh. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hugh, I'd just like to add that at the April and the July events, I do know that it is really to welcome folks who are really knocking down our doors to be able to experience attunement, to be able to teach attunement even. So that's one piece. And the other piece about the book is that I have offered to, from especially I was thinking of our heritage as far as attunement's concerned and the people that are with us in that regard. And I've asked, I started with Carl Richman, but I've asked I asked people to give me three of their most precious and powerful experiences of attunement and write them to me. And I can't promise they'll be included in the book, but I will say, this is what is, David has said that it would be wonderful to just have that level of substance of people. And so you can send them to me if you like, and I am gathering them all together. So I wanted to add that to you. Thank you so much.
Or textbook.
Yeah, that's right.
Marilyn, I would add that we have some people have written blogs that are already up on the attunement.org website. With stories, various stories, you know, I think Howard, myself, and others. So there is some material there already present that can be used for incorporation into the book. So just to be mindful of that.
Thank you. Oh, that's great. Let's see.
I'd like to say something.
Who's that?
William Comer.
Oh, hello, William.
Well, I think we can't go much further without acknowledging Carolyn Grucci and her good management skills to help us along with these movements that we're a part of. And isn't this the first teleconference call we've had?
No.
Video conference call?
No.
I thought this was the first one. Anyway, I want to celebrate that technology that we could all be together visually as well as heartfelt.
Yeah, I guess you might be right because we've shared audio calls more than anything.
Right.
So, yeah, this is great. The first Zoom.
Okay, if you have any other questions or thoughts on this, please feel free.
I wanted to say something that
You're breaking up and freezing, Jeff.
Okay.
So give it another try.
Okay, I'll Jeff, change try again.
Jeff, try turning off your video, and sometimes that means your audio comes through better.
No, I don't think so. I think it's I'm having a bad connection.
I hear you now.
Thank you. Can you?
The video does take some of the bandwidth, so if you turn it off, we might hear you better.
I'm not sure how to turn it off. Okay.
The lower
bottom left
symbol at the bottom.
Yeah. On the bottom left of your screen.
What I wanted to say, was I've been teaching attunement in Switzerland and in Israel for the past 20 years. I kind of have developed my own way to teach it. And it's holding it in a very sacred way, working with the glands, working with the spirits, really holding a safe and sacred space. So I do have material. I've started some slideshows that I have that are really not complete. But this could be, some of this could be utilized for a book if this was of interest. I would love to come to some of these gatherings. It's not a real practical thing, but I'm very happy to be online now, being happy to be able to touch the spirit. So maybe that's all I'll say for now.
Okay, thank you. And you could offer that into the mix. That would be terrific. Maybe particularly with the book aspect, if you could write to David Carshare and draw him into that, open the door for him to that, make the offer there. That would be helpful. I think he's doing some of the pulling together of this. And as Marilyn mentioned, she also has been putting together stories and so on. So you could contact her as well, because that is terrific.
Yeah.
So what we're looking for is experience and a love of attunement.
Hugh, if I could also add, as we are reconfiguring the training, if there are things you have, Jeff, that are easily shareable, if you could share them with David and myself and Hugh and Marilyn, I think because this is happening up in Edenvale, it would be really useful for us to have a view of what you've been doing. It could be incorporated in some way.
Great, thanks, Jane. I think if there are no more questions, this is probably all I have to say on this this topic. Let's see. If there any other questions around attunement or the guild, we're pretty well coming to the end of the time, but we'd have time for one or two. And I,
I'm just thinking, Hugh, might be useful at some point to sort of welcome the new year cycle to hear something from the guild relative to in conjunction with the new membership forms, a mission statement of intent, scope of work, some vision that could go out to the membership, so that there's a refreshing of what exactly is it that the guild is encompassing, and what is it that it wishes to take forward in a more specific way. Relative to the, just the new seeds of that we've shared on this call, but also to clarify the attractiveness as to why people would join the guild. What is it that the guild is seeking to birth and bring forth? Through its membership. I hope that's useful.
Thank you. It is useful.
Howard, I'd like to take up on that just because I think we have to say, you know, what benefit is there of being part of the guild? How can other people be of service? I mean, it's a service-based entity, to use a word. So how can people be of service within the guild? And if there are members, you know, basically that's I think that's the core issue. You know, how can we all be of service together? And I would just like to mention that March 6th and 7th, I'll be in Trinity College Dublin with the nursing college and going to a conference and also having a meeting with some of the faculty for an hour and introducing attunement and coaching, but basically attunement on March 6th and 7th. And also with the International Coaching Federation Ireland, their membership sometime during that time while I'm in Dublin. And just to say, how can we shape that, you know, or shape our mission or a vision? This is going to be called Attunement and Coaching, Steps to Mastery and Living. So that's what we're about, mastery and living. And that's how I'm shaping that particular time together. So I just wanted to give some specifics in answer to your question. And that we all do something of that nature, yeah. To give this body in 2019.
Yeah. Great.
Very happy to participate and to be part of that, but I'm looking for a clearer context picture that relates to the guild specifically. And it's quite lovely for me because I haven't been active in terms of the guild, and I'm thrilled about the certification training, and I have a feeling that as a vehicle, it's got a new... it's got a rebirth that's seeking to find some flesh on the bones. So that's great. I'm happy to play a part.
Yeah, thank you. And I think the flesh and the bones is on this screen. And yeah. It's a malleable mix. And out of that malleable mix, I think, comes the future of attunement. And it's a bigger movement. The guild has part of it, and we all have part of it. But the attunement is the name we've given to this force, this beautiful spirit that moves among us and moves in many others in this world. And I think we have a particular part to play in keeping the integrity of the certification and so on, and it's something that's close to our hearts. So we will be taking your suggestions, your questions, whatever you send along, and what we've heard in this call, blessing them and offering our love into them, and we will be back to you in one form and another. Maybe we'll bother you enough to be a nuisance. I don't think we could be a nuisance talking about attunement. And it's like when I teach attunement, you know, you talk a lot about it in the beginning, but I just go, there's talks fine, but attunement is the core, and that's what we offer, and the words come and surround that core. So I'd like to thank and salute all the people who've participated in this call, ones who've spoken, like Irena and Marilyn, and particularly John, what he brought in creativity, and Marilyn, who's... she's, if we were in the television business, she'd be our fixer. She's the one that helps us make it work. And she's a beautiful link between us and you and other people who are interested in what we call attunement.
Just in closing, I would like to offer a bit of devotion, because I feel a sacredness moving through this call, an excitement that's powered by a sacredness. So if you would join me, I'll speak a few words. We give thanks, particularly for the occasion of this morning and this time we share together, and the different times of day we share together. But the one spirit that we share and draws together this whole emerging world of attunement that is as ancient as the 1920s, and I would say it goes beyond that. But just the eternal nature of attunement, the eternal nature of love and truth and life, and what each of us can offer into this eternal expression. And for the ingenuity, the creativeness, the steadfastness, and even the stubbornness that we bring to this field, that it endures and grows and blossoms and fills this earth and complements whatever else carries the same spirit. Thank you all, and I give great thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Happy birthday, Miriam.
Thank you, Raina.
Jane.
Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, Ruth.